Turn to the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew chapter number 18. Matthew chapter number 18, for you that were in the service last Sunday, we dealt certainly here in Matthew 18 as well, and we talked about last Sunday, of course, what to do, the biblical solution to what to do when you've been offended. And we looked at that last week from Matthew 18, and we find as Jesus continues here to teach, we find, of course, the next thing that he, of course, comes up, of course, Peter asks a question, and we'll deal with that here in just a moment, but we begin to look at the importance of forgiveness. And so we find here today in our text that we're going to look at forgiveness. Now, certainly, offenses are going to come. Even Jesus said that. But then also here we find the doctrine, if you will, or the teaching of forgiveness. And so I believe it's very crucial in each of our lives today as we consider today certainly the importance of forgiveness. If you find your place in the precious Word of God, say amen. I'm going to ask you to stand this morning out of the reverence of the reading of the Word of God. If you're able to stand, and if you're not, that's okay. Again, I want us to consider the importance of forgiveness from this text here this morning. Verse number 21, the Bible says, "Then came Peter." Of course, we again find after the things that we looked at last week, of course, about the trespasses and offenses and that they would come and how that would be dealt with. We find in verse 21, "Then came Peter." I find it interesting that Peter asked this question. I'll deal with that a little bit more maybe in the duration of the service this morning. But then he said, "Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him?" He said, "Till seven times." Then notice in verse 22, Jesus answers the question. Jesus saith unto him, "I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven, which would be 490 times. In other words, we want to get the thought here that Jesus is giving. Peter asks the question, and Jesus, he goes well beyond the question of Peter. Then notice in verse 24, after the remaining part of the chapter, we find that Jesus gives a parable or an illustration. He says, "Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened to a certain king which would take account of his servants. And when he began to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. But for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold and pay his to be sold and his wife and children and all that he had in payment payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt. But the same servant," now notice starting in verse 28, "but the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants which owed him 100 pence. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, Have patience with me, I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry, and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. And then his Lord, after that he had called him, and said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt, because thou desirest me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth, and delivered him to the tormentors, till he should pay all that was due unto him." Notice verse 35. "And so likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses." May the Lord add his richest blessings to the reading of the precious Word of God. Let us pray. Father, we bow in your presence once again today, Lord, just to thank you, Father, for another day on this side of eternity. Thank you for this opportunity and privilege. Be back in your house this morning. Thank you for the good singing. Thank you for the Sunday school hour, and Lord, all that's already been done. Father, in your name, I pray now as your servant, Lord, as I stand here in this place today, God, I pray that you'd anoint me afresh and anew. I realize today that, God, again, we are dealing with a very sensitive subject, Lord, as we did last week. But, Lord, I believe it's very needful. It's just as much Bible truth as John 3:16, and I pray that, God, you'd help each of us to consider the importance of forgiveness today. Lord, thank you that you're forgiving and Lord, willing, Lord, to forgive us of our sins and our shortcomings. Lord, help us today as your children that, God, we would be willing to do the same. And I pray that, God, you'd help each of us to search our hearts, Lord, in the service today. Lord, if there be anything, God, that would hinder us today from being and doing what you would have us to do, I pray that, God, you'd show it to us. I pray most of all, Lord, if there's someone here today lost and undone without you, and God, they've never received that forgiveness of sin, I pray, Holy Ghost of God, that you would convict and draw them. Father, this very day, Lord, they come to know you as Savior. I pray again, God, now touch me. God, use me. And Father, help us to be obedient and submissive, Father, to your word and your will. And Father, we'll thank you and we'll praise you. And it's in Christ's name we do pray. And all God's people said, amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing out of the reverence of the reading of the Word of God. Again, let us consider today from our text the importance of forgiveness. As we said last week, we dealt with the thought of what to do when you've been offended. Today, from the text, we find that Peter asked Jesus again the question about how many times he was to forgive his brother that had sinned against him. And Jesus answers with a very sobering illustration, as we've read now, unto your hearing today. Let each of us again today consider in our own hearts the importance of forgiveness. The importance of forgiveness. I want you to notice, first of all, today, the word forgive, as it's used in the text today, and you'll find as you study your Bible today, you'll find, of course, the word forgive, forgiveness, forgiven. You'll find it mentioned many, many times. And so I want us to consider, again, our own hearts today. Are we willing to forgive as God would have us to forgive? Because I believe it's very crucial and very important in our Christian life. Too many times people want to hold on to things that we just need to let go of. And I guess we've all, if we'd be honest today, have been guilty of those very things. And so this morning we'll be far better off, far more blessed and beneficial for the work of God and to be salt and light as God has called us to be, if we'll be willing today to have a forgiving heart. And so this morning, let us deal with this thought. The word forgive, it means to set forth. It means to forsake. It means to lay aside. It means to leave or let alone or to omit or to put aside or to put away. In other words, I believe the best way that I could describe it today is just to simply let it go. Let it go. But I find today that people, too many people today that name the name of Christ are burdened down with things that they just need to let go of. They just need to forgive and let go of. And again, we find here today the question that Peter asked. There again in verse number 21, he says, how often shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? And then Peter tried to answer his own question. He says, well, would seven times, let me put it in modern day terms. He said, well, would seven times be enough? Would seven times, as he's speaking, and now notice who he's speaking to. He's speaking to the Lord Jesus. Certainly he's saying, Lord, would seven times be enough? And then we find that Jesus begins to answer that very question of that seven times certainly would not be sufficient. In other words today, I believe Jesus is teaching us in this text today whatever it takes this morning as a child of God. And so we find that Peter, he asked that question. One of the reasons that Peter may have asked the question in the manner that he did, and I find it interesting, and we may deal with this more tonight, but let me just give you something to think about for a few moments today. Think about Peter being the one to ask this question. And think about what Peter is going to do in just a few days here as far as denying the Lord and all the things. Hey, there's nobody that's going to need any more forgiveness than Peter. Amen. And I'm glad that we have a Savior today that was willing I too forgive. And again, I don't want to get ahead of myself because I'll probably deal with those things tonight. But one of the reasons that Peter may have asked the question in the manner that he did after Jesus was dealing certainly with the preceding verses, we find as you study about it, Jewish rabbis were teaching or taught that a man should forgive a sin three times. That he should forgive a sin. In other words, that was what the Jewish rabbis were teaching, that you were to forgive a man three times, and then after that, evidently, you were just supposed to hold on to it. In other words, you weren't supposed to forgive it. And so Jesus knew that, and so Peter thought he'd be real smart. Amen. Like we think we are a lot of times. We think we're real smart. We say, well, Lord, we'll just go the extra mile here. And so that's what Peter does. He says, well, Lord, if I was to do it seven times, would that be enough? And so Jesus answers that question. We find in verse number 22, he begins to answer that question today. And he says, I say unto thee, until seven times, but until 70 times seven, which again is 400, and 90 times. And so you say, well, if you kept up with it that long, I'll tell you to be honest with you, if you kept up with it that long, I don't know that it'd really matter after all that time. Amen? But again, if we're not careful, we hold on to things. And certainly, I want us to think about some things here today concerning the importance of forgiveness. First of all, I thought about the purpose of forgiveness. The purpose of forgiveness. You say, well, preacher, what do you mean in the purpose of forgiveness? Well, I want you to think of it this way. Everyone here today needs forgiveness. One of us here today, we need forgiveness. Why? Because we've all failed. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And so today, we all need forgiveness. And Peter knew that. But again, Peter was asking the question here, how many times does it take? How many times should I be forgiven? Or how many times should I forgive? And so the purpose of forgiveness, first of all, today is to have a right standing with God or with Christ today. If you and I are going to be right in the sight of God, then certainly there's going to have to be some forgiveness. How do you know? In Hebrews 9:22, the Bible says, without the shedding of blood is no remission or no forgiveness. In other words, today, there's no possible way that I can be right in the sight of God, right in the sight of a holy God today, without there was first some shedding of some blood. And boy, I'm so glad 2,000 plus years ago that Jesus was willing to go to the cross of Calvary and lay down his life and bleed, die, and suffer so that I could be forgiven of my sins, so that I could come into a relationship and a fellowship with a holy God. See, that fellowship was broken there in the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve sinned against God. And we find all the Old Testament sacrifices and all that shedding of blood. But I'm glad the book of Hebrews says that once and for all, I'm glad the final sacrifice was given for the sin of mankind. Thank God that you and I could be forgiven, that you and I could lay down the burden of sin today and the penalty of sin and be forgiven of our sin today, all because that Christ loved us and gave himself for us today. Oh, friend, isn't it good to know that your sin's been forgiven? Isn't it good to know, thank God, that God wiped the slate clean? Thank God, I'm glad that he casts our sin as far as the east is from the west. Thank God that none of us deserve it. But aren't you glad today to be in a right standing with a holy God? There has to be forgiveness of sin. And too many people today want to hold on to their sin. But I'll tell you today, friend, you can't be right with God. You and I cannot be right with God and hold on to our sin. So the purpose of forgiveness today is, number one, to have a right standing with God. Number two is to have a right standing with one another. You say, preacher, is that crucial? Is that important? Oh, absolutely. We are Christians for those that are saved and redeemed. Now, friend, if you're not saved today, then, friend, you're going to have problems with this thing of forgiveness.
I can promise you that. But friend, if you and I that are saved by the grace of God, and listen, all of us have areas that we're going to have to grow in our Christian lives. And certainly this area of forgiveness is something that all of us have to grow in and understand that if we're going to, again, be what God wants us to be, then we're going to have to forgive as Christ has commanded us to do. It's not optional. Amen. It's not optional today. And again, I know this is one of these messages like it was last Sunday. It's not one of them shouting and swinging from the chandelier type messages, but it will help us to grow. It will help us to grow in our Christian life. If we're going to have a right standing for God with God, then that's the purpose of forgiveness today, is to have a right standing with God and to have a right standing with one another, with our brothers and our sisters in Christ. Ephesians 4:32, and be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another. I believe I used this verse last week, but I believe we could use it again. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. It's not optional. It's not optional for the child of God. There's going to have to be a forgiving spirit, a forgiving heart. And the purpose of our forgiveness today, again, is to have a right standing with God and to have a right standing one with another. That's so important in our church, for us personally, for our families, for our church, for our witness, our light to this community. Then there's going to have to be an area in our life where we are willing to forgive. Now let me say this in the area of forgiveness and the purpose of forgiveness today. Nowhere does the Scriptures teach us to condone bad behavior. That's not what Jesus is teaching here. We don't condone bad behavior. And we definitely today do not compromise with sin. That's not what Jesus is teaching. But Jesus is teaching us today that we need to have a forgiving heart. That we need to be willing to forgive. And so we find that we look at the purpose of forgiveness. Secondly, look at the promise of forgiveness. And we find that here in this illustration that Jesus so wonderfully gives us here in this parable, as he talks about the man that had 10,000 talents. That would be an estimated today somewhere around $12 million debt that he owed. Think about the debt you and I owed. Our sin debt, which money could not buy, which money could not pay for, which nothing else that we could do, we could not work it off. There's no possible way that we could pay that debt. But aren't you glad somebody's willing to pay it for us? Aren't you glad somebody was willing to forgive us when we were willing to ask and call upon Him? Oh, thank God this morning, church. We ought to rejoice in the fact that we have a Heavenly Father today that's so willing to forgive. And you and I need to have that same kind of spirit and heart today that we are willing to forgive, because Jesus here in His Word today promises you and I that He will forgive. He will forgive. Notice today He talks about this man that owed the 10,000 talents. And then He talks about the man that owed the 100 pence, which would be equal to $17. And there's a great difference in $12 million and $17. It's still a debt. Irregardless, it's still a debt. I understand that. But the man had been forgiven for the 10,000 talents, wanted to hold back the man and hold down the man, and wanted to choke the man for $17 when he had been forgiven for $12 million. Boy, if we're not careful, we'll be like that a whole lot in our own lives. We don't take into consideration just how much God forgive us for. Oh, my. I know this is not popular preaching, but it needs to be so. the promise of forgiveness to those today that will ask, to those today that will repent. Now, it's kind of hard to forgive somebody when they don't come and ask. It's kind of like we talked about the biblical solution when you're offended. If you've been offended, it's your job to go to the offender and get it worked out. And it can be said the same here today of this thing of forgiveness. How in the world today are you going to be able to forgive or have forgiveness today if you don't ask? It's just like our relationship with our Heavenly Father. If we don't ask, you're going to have to carry it. If you don't ask today, and if you're not willing to repent of that, notice that word repent's used. If you're not willing to ask and repent of that, then friend, you just got to carry it. And you don't have to. Thank God, aren't you glad you don't have to? We've got a Heavenly Father today that's willing to forgive. He promises us He will forgive. Luke 17:3. Take heed, and the same thoughts taking place here in Luke 17:3. Take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, they rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. 1 John 1:9, you know it well. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Thank God. Amen. We ought to be willing to forgive as well. So Peter thought, well, now I'm going the extra mile here. I'll tell Jesus I'm willing to forgive up to 7 times when the rabbi's already said 3 times and that's enough. But then Jesus goes on and says 490 times. Notice there's a purpose for forgiveness. There's a promise for forgiveness. But then there's the power of forgiveness. The power of forgiveness. I think of it this way. To set us free, even though we were guilty. Hallelujah. To set us free, forgive the debt, even though we were guilty, even though we owed it. I'm glad God said, I've done taking care of it. Amen. And so what should we do as brothers and sisters in Christ when somebody comes and says, you know what? I sinned against you. Would you forgive me? You know what you do? You forgive them and move on. You forgive them and you move on. But so many people harbor and harbor and harbor. I thought about that as I was studying it and considering these thoughts today. And the power of forgiveness and setting us free and giving us liberty today. I thought about this. In our unforgiveness, we feel as though we have control over the situation. Huh? I believe you find that very well defined here in this illustration, in this parable that Jesus gives. We feel like in our unforgiveness that we have got power over that situation. When in essence, the situation has power over us. If you don't get another thing I say today, church, I want you to get a hold of this thought. We think because we're not willing to forgive and we're willing to hold on, we feel like that we're holding that situation and within our clutches and within our power, and we can handle it and do it the way that we want to do it. But in essence, the situation has control over you. It controls you because it controls your mindset. Oh, yes. It controls you. So you know what the best thing you and I can do today is we just need to forget it, forgive it, and move on. I've heard this statement so many times. Preacher, I'll forgive it, but I sure ain't going to forget it. Well, you're still holding on to it. So you ain't never let it go yet. There's some of you sitting in here today, you are living a defeated life simply because there's something that's happened that you're not willing to let go of. Now it's getting quiet. Maybe, just maybe, the Holy Spirit of God will help us to search our heart. Friend, that's no way to live. Because all it does is that root of bitterness gets started down in your heart. And when that root of bitterness gets started in your heart, that thing just continues to grow and to grow. And not only are you bitter at that individual, but then you begin to get bitter at everybody around you. Nobody don't want to be around you. There's no joy. There's no peace in your life like there could be today if you just simply let it go. But the thing is, you want to keep holding on to it when you know the best thing for you and the individual and for the people around you is simply to let it go. Now again, not condoning bad behavior, not compromising with sin, but letting it go. Aren't you glad God let it go? Now, the old devil likes to bring it back up against me. Oh, and boy, these are the kind of things he just has a field day with. Now, some of you know I'm telling the truth. You may not admit it. You may not be shaking your head, yeah. But in your heart, you're going, you know what? That preacher is preaching just exactly right. And I'm sitting here today dealing with this mess. And Lord, I just pray today that you just help me to let it go. Because it'll destroy you. It'll eat you alive. Notice now the man that was indebted for $12 million, what we would say $12 million, he comes begging for mercy and compassion. What does his Lord do? He gives it to him. We has one of his servants that owes the $17. Why, he just grabs him up around the neck and says, bless God, you're either going to pay me or you're going to jail. Well, now let me ask you a question. How in the world is a man in jail going to be able to pay a debt? There's one thing about it. When Jesus was asked questions, he sure gets some interesting answers. See, Jesus always went above and beyond what our thinking is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah this morning. I'm glad he went above and beyond what our human thinking is and our human teaching is. I'm glad today, thank God, in the power of forgiveness. In our unforgiveness, we feel as though we have control over the situation when the truth is that situation has control over you and me. So I not only see the purpose, and that's for that right standing. Not only see the promise, but I see the power of unforgiveness. Then there's something else as we think about this power of unforgiveness. We feel as though if we're willing to forgive, it shows weakness. Bless God, I'll sit here and sing, I shall not be moved. Why? Because we feel like within our own thinking and our own flesh, if I am willing to forgive, then I'm being the weaker person. Oh, to the contrary. When you and I are willing to forgive, today we are being the stronger individual, the stronger person. We are being what today we would consider being the spiritual person. Because that's what Jesus teaches us today. Oh, and I'm not going to say that it's not a battle, because it is. When we feel like we've been wronged, bless God, we're going to try to do whatever we think that's right to get it right. In other words, I'm going to win at all cost. Well, be careful. Be careful with that mindset. I'm going to win at all cost. Because with a mindset like that, if you're not careful, you'll live and die a bitter individual without ever having the influence of a Christian that we should have. Listen, this thing's too important. Our Christian life and our Christian witness today is too important because unforgiveness, it will affect the individual. It'll affect the individual that needs forgiveness. It'll affect the family. It'll affect the church. It'll affect whoever we're around. I'm telling you, thank God, the power of unforgiveness will set us free today, my friend.
You say, well, preacher, they won't forgive me. Well, you can't do anything about what somebody else does. But if you don't do it for anybody else, do it for yourself. Do it for yourself. Why? Because of the power of forgiveness. We feel as though, again, as forgiveness is showing weakness when it actually is showing a strength and a spiritual maturity. The power today of forgiveness will give us peace with God. The power of forgiveness today will give us peace within ourselves. Here's the problem with a lot of us. If we're not careful, we can't forgive ourselves. Huh? Why? Because the old devil gets in there and he just works in that thing, works in that thing, works in that thing. But if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Bible truth. But sometimes if we're not careful, we can't forgive ourselves. We need peace with God. And that's what the power of forgiveness will do. It will give us peace with God. It will give us peace within our own selves. And it will give us peace today with one another. So I want you to think about it today. The purpose of forgiveness is to have that right standing. And thank God you can have a right standing today with God and with people. I like the promise of forgiveness. I like the power of forgiveness. But lastly today, I want to deal with the penalty of unforgiveness. Look in verse number 35. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespass. Now there's power in forgiveness. But there's a penalty for unforgiveness. You see it in the text? There's a penalty. Well, preacher, I'm saved and I'm on my way to heaven, but I just ain't going to let it go. I just ain't going to forgive. Then, friend, I'll tell you what, you out of the will of God. And there's going to be something come up in your life where you're going to have to go to God and say, God, I've messed up and I need you to forgive me. He may just remind us, listen, if you want me to forgive you, then you're going to have to go forgive your brother. You're going to have to go forgive your sister. Well, preacher, I don't agree with what they done. God didn't say whether you agreed with it or not. He just said, forgive them if they ask. This is growing pains. Hey, man, preacher, this is growing pains. This will help us to grow today. But there's a penalty for unforgiveness. And the penalty is simply this. I'm going to give you two things and I'm done. Number one, if we think about the penalty of unforgiveness, as we've already said, the potential of our own personal sins not being forgiven. Somewhere, you're going to mess up, friend. Well, preacher, I've been saved for 445 years. I'm not going to mess up. Sure you will. Number one, you ain't been saved that long. Whether you've been saved 5 minutes or 50 years or 75 years. We're going to sin. We're going to mess up. We're going to say something. We're going to do something. And we're going to need to come and say, Lord, forgive me. What if he was to say today, no, I'm done. Just think about that with me for a moment. Maybe you're here today and you've never accepted Christ as your Savior and you know that there's open sin in your life. Think about this today, friend. God can and will forgive you of that sin. But you got to ask. But think about it in this manner. What if you come to him and said, Lord, would you forgive me? And God said, well, that's a pretty big list. About 12 million things here. I just don't know whether I could do that or not. I'm glad today he can and he will. You and I need to do the same. But the penalty today could be simply this. The Lord may expect you and I to go make things some things right before we can get right with Him. Not only in this penalty of unforgiveness did I think about the potential of our own personal sins not being forgiven, but what about your prayers being hindered? What about our prayers being hindered? Now, you may not need to get one through today, but by the way, you do. You may not think you do, but you do. But I can promise you there's going to be a day that you need to get your prayer through. And you don't want to have to wait and wait and wait and wait. You want to get it through. Huh? I'm afraid sometimes our prayers are being hindered because of our own unforgiveness. How many have ever felt like my prayers didn't get above my head today? Now, some days are just going to be like that. Some days it's just, you know what you do? Just keep praying. But then there's going to be some days your prayers don't get above your head simply because you may have the spirit of unforgiveness. Preacher, if you got proof, let me give you a verse of Scripture. I'm going to be done. Everybody starved to death. I can tell by looking at you. You can't wait to go get something to eat and go get in your recliner and try to catch up on that hour that you lost last night. I wish they'd just leave the blooming thing alone. It'll take me 2 weeks. When I was young, it didn't seem to bother me. But the older I get, the more it seemed to bother me. Amen. Must be getting old, Archie. The importance of forgiveness. I want my sin to be forgiven. And man, if I've wronged somebody, I want that person to be able to come to me and say, or I want to be able to go and say, listen, I said something, I done something, and I'm sorry. And I think the best words that could ever be rendered back to an individual is, you're forgiven. Let's move on. But even more importantly today is my prayers being hindered. I wonder today how many of us want to see somebody get saved. Yeah, all of us. Now, we can't save them, but we can get in touch with somebody that can. You may be facing some impossibilities, what you feel like some impossibilities in your life, in your family, in your circumstances. Man, you need to be able to pray. This is what I'm saying. I don't want our prayers hindered because of our unforgiveness. Let me give you this today. Mark 11:25. And when you stand praying, forgive. And when you stand praying, forgive. And when you stand praying, forgive. If you have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive your trespasses. It could be today sometimes our prayers are being hindered simply because of our unwillingness to forgive. And I'll tell you one thing, we sure don't need our prayers hindered, do we? Why? Because the fellowship and the relationship between God's people is important to Him and crucial to Him.
and to his cause. He didn't say it'd be easy, but he said for us to do it. Let's not live under the penalty of unforgiveness. The potential of our own personal sins not being forgiven, the prayers being hindered, and then thirdly, the power in our witness. We need to have power in our witness. If we go around with an old, bitter, unforgiving spirit, all we ever going to do is criticize. Y'all hear me? Y'all, everybody all right? We're going to be critical. We're going to be unfaithful. We're going to be unthankful when God has been so good to us. What's he teaching us here today, preacher? He's teaching us that it is important for you, it's important to the people around you, and it's important to the church in which you attend to have the spirit of unforgiveness. And I wonder today, do you and I have the spirit of unforgiveness? Or is it today that we harbor and harbor and harbor things? And see, a lot of times we feel like if we're harboring it and holding on to it, like I say, and controlling the situation, if we feel like we're doing that, then we're getting the best of them. We're getting the best of that individual, when the truth of the matter is, it's getting the best of you. And God wants you and I to live in his benefits and his blessings. And sometimes you just got to let it go. Peter says, oh, Lord, if I forgive seven times, that ought to be good. Jesus says, no. How about 490 times? And by that time, you've done forgotten it anyway, so what does it really matter? In the grand scheme of things, what does it really matter? Sometimes you just got to let it go. And I guess if I was going to close today with a thought, it would be simply this. Just let it go. Just let it go. Have a forgiving spirit. Tonight, the Lord will so, I want to look at the greatest example of forgiveness. And that's Jesus himself. I got three different folks I want to look at tonight that Jesus is willing to forgive. I want you to come back. I want you to hear it. Because if Jesus is our example and he was willing to forgive, then you and I need to be willing to forgive as well. Let's stand to our feet all over the building. Do you know Christ today? Are you harboring some things in your heart today that you just need to let go of? How about it today? Heavenly Father, I know it's a different message this morning, but one that's, Father, no doubt well needed for this hour and for this day. Lord, it's one I've needed. Lord, I thank you for speaking to my own heart. And I pray that you'd help each of us to search our own hearts today. And Lord, if there be anything, Lord, that would be in our hearts today that would hinder us from our own forgiveness or hinder us from having our prayers answered or hindering us from having power in our witness. I pray, Lord, you'd show it to us and reveal it to us and then help us that we would just simply ask you and repent of it like you've taught us in your word. And Lord, there may be folks here today that's just been holding on and holding on and holding on. And Lord, it's just wore them out. I pray they'd come today and just let it go. I pray that if there be anybody here today that needs to get something right with someone else, that today would be the day that they'd do that. I pray today, Lord, if for someone here that's never sought you for forgiveness of their sin, that today, Lord, they would come. get out from under that burden, that penalty of that sin. Because I'm glad today that you will forgive. Lord, if you'll simply ask and repent. Lord, you take the invitation today. You use it. And Lord, we'll thank you and we'll praise you. Help us to be obedient. And it's in Christ's name, as every head's bowed, every eye's closed, for just a moment.